Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. You know what? I've about had all the Twitter sphere or other social media judgment I can stomach, thank you. Please stop telling me what to think, how I should feel, who is wrong, which people are attractive, what I should say, which opinions I should hold, what reactions I should have, and in general, how to live. Today's outburst is not in response to any criticism, invective, or rant directed at me personally, more so a boiling point reached at the constant attention to and misplaced authority granted to the collective point of view on social media. To a certain extent, it's a good thing that more voices are being heard. Of course it is. For too long, many of us kept silent when opinions were being expressed, issues were being raised, or trends were being set. Through the advent of the internet, entire forests of whispers have become shouts. Unfortunately, and inevitably though, a previously passive throng of unkind, bilious, fringe, intolerant, and just viciously unpleasant speakers gushered forth along with the other more welcome voices. This should come as no surprise, but instead of quickly being squelched for their divisive, pejorative commentary, as I would have expected and hoped, it seems like more people have joined the chorus. And I don't necessarily mean that the numbers of people sharing those opinions have grown, though sometimes I mean exactly that. But even more insidious, the percentage of folks using their disparaging and unruly tone, even when making valid points, has inflated. Switching the picture on my viewfinder, but keeping the same disc, it has also been alarming to me how head-swimmingly fast people, usually celebrities but not always, are condemned on social media for wayward words they may have uttered. It's not unlike watching a shooting gallery as the targets are slammed backwards. Quite often, I personally agree with the masses, but more and more, the penalties are too punitive. I would cite examples for clarity, but that would only serve to hijack this segment and fly off in other directions, which is exactly what I am talking about. Let's just say I did cite an example and the majority of social media disagreed. If my profile was that of a famous person, I would very rapidly and decisively be excoriated by the public at large, maybe to the point of career damage. Admittedly, some opinions are so vile as to rise to that level and beyond. But increasingly, people are being burned at the stake for smaller sins. I think it's wise to remember that mob mentality doesn't have an untarnished track record. The Twitter sphere has staked its existence on giving a platform to anyone with a will to convey vitriol or balm. The genie is definitely out of the bottle, and there's really no going back. I think we can all agree, though, that some people just need to put a cork in it. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.